with an invasion from Iraq into Syria and Jordan. The Antichrist reestablishes Babylon. Russia isn't happy with the USA. China isn't happy with the USA. A call to arms takes place. A launch is detected. A launch is detected. America is under attack. A counterattack comes in minutes. A launch is detected. A launch is detected. The world has gone mad. Mutually assured destruction. God has been abandoned. Man has his way. War breaks out. 2 billion will perish. The skies are filled with fire, cities are burning, people are trapped from the damage, sadness breaks out, cries are heard, all the way to heaven. How could this be? That man built a machine that destroys nations. How could this be? That man built a machine. Nuclear fallout, radiation sickness, loss of love, loss of life. Why didn't people listen to Jesus and yield to him? If you call upon his name, you will be forever in his presence.
tail. It will turn the ocean red, and huge waves shall wash the earth. The world turn, and North America is about.
There's a few basic points to the tribulation. One, you are warned. God is fair. Two, he introduces the Antichrist to protect Israel. He takes Iraq, and he brags about himself and how he's been sent by God to protect people. He then invades Syria and Jordan, not by his own will, but by God's will. And when he does, World War III breaks out. The next thing that takes place 2 months and 5 months later is a planet with a comet tail strikes the Earth. Gog and Magog, which is Eastern Europe and Russia, have come to invade Israel, and they are killed with trumpet one. Israel buries the dead for 7 months. Trumpet two is just 3 hours later as the Earth is turning. The Atlantic Ocean is exposed and a mountain-sized asteroid strikes the ocean from the tail of the comet. The next one is that America is struck, North America, and a deep impact takes place. And this causes ash and stinging insects to plague the Americas for 5 months. The last judgment is a 60-day invasion from China into India. And then the Holy Spirit is withdrawn in chapter 10 of Revelation, and one person is taken to heaven and one remains. There would be no one left if not for Israel. For the reign of the Antichrist is for Israel and its brothers, Islamic brothers, that come from Ishmael. So over 8 billion people have died in the tribulation, and less than 100 million are alive for the reign of the Antichrist. This is the tribulation. I'm Robert Max with RobertMaxRevelation.com.
Come to me.